Okay, good morning. I think we're going to be ready to get started. Yeah, he's fixing it right now. Thank you. That was excellent. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of the search committee, I want to say welcome and thank you so much for staying for the town hall. I could hear a lot of excitement in the room, and I have to tell you, we're quite excited as well. And I know what you really want to hear is the name of the new ministerial candidate, but I want you to bear with us for a few minutes because we want to set a little bit of the context for you. And so this is the town hall agenda we're going to go through, starting with what did you tell us about the kind of minister that that you wanted to have? So when the search committee started on this journey together, the congregation was a great partner to us. Through the survey, the cottage meetings, the BCT workshop, and frequently in coffee hour feedback, you let us know what your hopes and wishes for a new minister were. We appreciated your engagement and your focus on this important work. And as a reminder, both the summary of the survey and the packet that we put together for ministerial prospects are available to you on the USR website. You told us pretty unanimously that the minister is one of the top five reasons that you attend USR, and of the various elements in a Sunday service, for 95% of you, the sermon or the address was the top vote getter. In fact, the three essential skills you asked for were a minister who can, one, deliver a meaningful Sunday address, two, do community building with the congregation, and three, maintain positive staff relations. Pastoral care, social justice, and religious education were also important activities for our minister to be skilled at and providing with our lay leadership and staff. We heard you tell us in many cottage meetings that we wanted a minister who was an intellectual and spiritual leader, someone with a sense of humor, approachable, welcoming, and a good listener. You said you only cared that their family supported their ministry, but most of you said you had no expectations about this. We sense a real yearning in this congregation to be inspired by our next minister, and we share that desire. So we summarized the feedback for prospective ministers in our packet by saying, we're looking for a minister who is comfortable with our theological diversity and can bring an open mind and their own perspective to our mix while helping all of us on our spiritual journeys. Our congregation loves to be engaged and challenged by Sunday services, so our next minister should be an inspiring speaker, storyteller, and visionary leading the services. Social action, a commitment to the local interfaith community, and a willingness to support and engage in these activities in the society are all important for our next minister. We are seeking a kind, compassionate, approachable person who can easily relate across the generations and foster a sense of community with the congregation. While we have an excellent caring committee and pastoral care committee, congregational care is a priority for our minister. An energetic leader with a sense of humor and empathy would be warmly supported here. So I hope you feel as the committee does, that we've fulfilled to the best of our abilities our search responsibilities, and that we didn't just meet, but we exceeded your expectations with our choice.
So I'm here to talk about the decision-making process. But before that, I have a question. Have any of you ever seen me and Bernie Josephsburg in the same place at the same time? I didn't think so. Shortly after our committee was established, we each received several thick packets of written materials setting forth the details of the process for calling a new minister. Sifting through these documents, my first reaction was, what have I got myself into? This seemed like a daunting, labor-intensive task. Moreover, I and the rest of the committee felt a great responsibility to get this right. And so, like any diligent, responsible adult, I began to fantasize. Wouldn't it be great if a ministerial candidate would emerge, someone who was smart, engaging, and well-qualified, with common sense and a sense of humor to boot? My fantasy naturally included complete and immediate consensus among the committee that this was the one. Well, I tucked these thoughts away as wishful thinking, resigning myself to a slog through process, tough decisions, compromises, and maybe even failure to find the right candidate. We went about our due diligence by preparing our congregational record and our packet, working hard to capture the details of our congregational life as reflected in the survey responsibilities and college meeting input. This work required deep listening and clear communication. But the committee really developed an organic sense of mission, easy rapport, and mutual respect. We completed the Beyond Categorical Thinking program so that we would be prepared to fairly evaluate our candidates, submitted our materials, and then waited for the responses. Well, as Yogi Berra would have said it, who would have thunk it? My fantasy came true. Our first level of review yielded a number of ministerial records that were very strong, well-written, and substantive. We took only the strongest written introductions to the next level by conducting interactive video interviews of these candidates, and that's where it all began to click. One candidate sprang to life on that small computer monitor. She was bright, prepared, curious, and just plain fun to talk to. She had clearly done her homework, and her persona solidified the great initial impression reflected in her ministerial record and packet. In our subsequent discussions, it became clear that the committee was coalescing around this candidate, but we hardly dared articulate that we could have landed yet. So we did our pre-candidating, and it only confirmed what each of us was already thinking. We knew who our best choice was, and we really connected during that weekend. We heard her preach, and we're all impressed by her intelligence, depth of thought, and effective delivery. Best of all, this candidate really enjoyed our company and was eager to share her emerging insights and ideas for working with USR to realize our full potential. The negotiating team and the Board of Trustees worked with us to put together a fair and equitable agreement, and we forged ahead. Of course, our decision was unanimous. And looking back, it's clear to me that we had all made this decision when we first made her acquaintance on that small computer monitor. So now Elise will announce our candidate.
So I get the pleasure of announcing our candidate's name. Her name is Reverend Dr. Sarah Lenzi. She is the settled minister at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Hudson Valley since August of 2013. This is a vibrant congregation of about 110 members located in Westchester County. Reverend Sarah was raised a Unitarian Universalist at All Souls in New York City. Although her family background includes diverse religious traditions, including both Catholic and Jewish, she received her BA in Religion and Art History at Williams College in 2003. She graduated from Harvard Divinity School in 2007 and has both an MA and a PhD in Religious Studies from the University of Pennsylvania in 2012. Reverend Sarah's doctoral work focused on medieval ritual and the cultivation of deep spiritual experience. Her dissertation was reworked and published as a book in 2016. She was ordained as a UU minister in April of 2013 and granted final fellowship with the UUA in February of 17. Reverend Sarah is also the proud, loving, intentionally single mother of three young boys, Ethan, age 5, and twins Bowden and Caleb, who are almost 2. And she currently resides in New York City. She describes her theology as classic UU. And she holds tight to our legacy of Unitarian and Universalist forebears. She also believes in the oneness of all things, and is not afraid to use the God word, but would not describe herself as either Christian or humanist. Instead, She believes in our capacity as human beings to choose the right to bring love into the world, to live deeply in our interconnectedness. Reverend Sarah understands that our congregation is composed of people who drew from many theological sources, and she has a deep respect for all of these perspectives. Consciously weaving elements into worship that represent the vast contemporary diversity of Unitarian Universalism. Given her upbringing and her educational background, it is no surprise that Reverend Sarah has strong commitments to religious education and social justice. As a mother, she is deeply invested in the spiritual nourishment of our youngest congregants. She is also well aware of the USR's strong tradition of social justice work and is eager to lend her abilities to facilitating this critical aspect of our shared ministry. Reverend Sarah is also engaged in the wider world of ministry beyond her congregation. As the director of the UU Wellspring Program, she is responsible for a series of curricula designed for deepening personal theology and participation in UU congregations and the world at large. As impressive and exciting as Reverend Sarah's credentials and backgrounds are, there is more, much more. She is quite simply a delightful human being. We have found her to be warm, approachable, considerate, and perceptive. From the beginning, she has been as eager to learn as much about us as we were to learn about her. We saw that this curiosity was not due to mere due diligence, but a desire to assess how we can share the journey of shared ministry with joy, respect, and enthusiasm. Reverend Sarah has a great sense of humor. She laughs easily and has a refreshing sense of perspective. Three boys will do that to you. We feel very strongly that a healthy work-life balance is essential to a great ministry, and we believe that Reverend Sarah is extremely well-grounded, intellectually accomplished, and temperamentally equipped to help us realize our full potential at the USR. And now...
Hello, Unitarian Society of Ridgewood. My name is Sarah Lindsay, and it is an honor and a privilege to have accepted your offer of candidacy from your search committee.
We'll try it again.
I had such a wonderful time getting to know them, and I really look forward to getting to know all of you in the last week of April. We'll have lots of time to meet and talk and learn more about each other, share a vision for what might come from our partnership into the future. I'm excited to have an opportunity to explore the ways that we can grow together and learn from each other, move justice into the world with a deep foundation of love, and transform ourselves and the world around us. There is no time like the present for our Unitarian Universalist values and vision, and I look forward to hopefully a long partnership with you all, bringing those into the world.
And just remember, she's only 36 years old, which just blows my mind. We, as a search committee, made several commitments to you. One was that we were going to set a high bar in choosing our candidate. Second, we were going to be unanimous in that choice. And if we didn't really find the right candidate, we would keep looking. So I think we've kept that commitment. And we are incredibly enthusiastic about this selection. We also committed to you that we weren't going to just trust our own impressions. We were going to do a lot of due diligence and make sure that what we saw was what we got. So we did, seven reference checks, including two congregational members from her current congregation. One was someone I think many of you know, Jim Russell, a former board president here. So that was incredibly helpful. Another reference, not in the congregation, was someone who consulted with us after Reverend Kathleen left. So she clearly knew us, and she knew Sarah, Reverend Sarah. So that was very, very helpful. What we found was just incredibly consistent. And I do references for a living. I've probably done a few hundred in my career. Here's what the common themes were. They were incredibly consistent. Intelligent, but down to earth. That's not often a combination that you see. Wise beyond her years. Again, only 36. Mature, grounded, a listener. Amazing Sunday sermons. She's a natural in the pulpit. We saw that. We saw her on two different occasions. Don went incognito up at her current congregation. And he told us that he noticed that Jim was in the audience and you had to hide behind him and sneak out. So we saw her twice, and we were just blown away by her ability to connect with a congregation and inject intellect, but also practical application to what she was saying. She also clearly has a sense of humor. She's a good listener. She's very easy to talk to. Visible from her congregation, and this was a concern for us, quite frankly. Living in New York City, three kids, could she do the job going up to Westchester County? And that was clearly done. And remember, the time she was there, she had, I think her oldest was probably about a year, and then she had twins. So she could manage that work-life balance during that time. I don't think there was any question in our mind that she could do it here. We also learned in the conversation that her plan is to move here at some point. When her kids are out of preschool and start kindergarten, our expectation, and I know her wish, is to be a member of this community somewhere. We also found out in the references that she's a person of integrity and has a real strong moral fiber. And there was a couple of examples of that she shared with us that really demonstrated this is a very strong ethical person. She's committed to social action, and we learned from her and from her congregation that the election has really put that social action motivation on steroids. She is really pumped about social action following the election. We also found that while as a young person she would obviously appeal to younger families, we also learned that she has great appeal to adults on religious education, that her programs on adult RE are phenomenal, and people can't wait to go to them because of this intellectual PhD background. She can really bring that to life. So that's what we found out. We think we've done the due diligence that only confirmed what we saw, and they were incredibly consistent. Let me tell you a little bit about the agreement. You as members who make that bar go up on our pledge drive, should know what the deal is. And I have to thank at the outset Anita DiGiulio and Bernie Josephsberg, who worked with me on the negotiating committee, and also great support from the board and the search committee. They were all involved in this agreement process. We took the agreement that we had and modified it based on UUA recommendations. And a couple of ingredients that I think were lessons learned from the prior agreement. We included more detailed job description. We also included an annual performance review process so that there's a feedback loop. Because I think we have an obligation to the minister to tell them how they're doing. So we included that in the agreement. On the compensation, this was poor Elise. I think Elise was on the ledge a couple of times. We had to call her back because we found out pretty early, and it was not a surprise, that our candidate was also pre-candidating at two other congregations. And we did our best to try to find out where they were. And we're looking at the UUA gives us guidelines on salary ranges for our congregation, and we try to identify where she might be looking and what their salary ranges might be. And because we really felt this was not just the best of the lot, of the pool that we saw, and there were some very good candidates, but this was the right person for us, and we would have a hard time, even if we continue to search, to find someone that excited us as much as she did. So we were generous on compensation. The UUA gives us guidelines. We went above the median to get the person that we wanted. We think it's going to be money well spent. And because we also felt that she was worth it, quite frankly. It was the right thing to do. And we're happy to do that. Another big concern I know of the congregation was, let's not make the same mistakes on housing. Let's not get burned again. And we spent a lot of time on that with the board, and Rob and Peter were incredibly helpful on this. So a little detail on that. We had a balance of $56,000 in the housing allowance from our last experience. It was a lot more before that, but we still have $56,000. So we're going to use that as a loan when she's ready to move here, and we give her a five-year period to exercise that right to that money. But she's also going to have her own money in the game. She will have to come up with a deposit of 20% with our help, the $56,000, and to make that 20%, she's going to have equity of her own involved in the real estate transaction. We did not have that last time. Another ingredient that we wove into the housing agreement is that we're going to make sure that the housing is market-based, that she's not overpaying. So we're going to review appraisals and any other information to reassure ourselves that this is doable, and she's not going to get burned, and we're not going to get burned. So I think we feel pretty good about the agreement and the real estate document. We can answer questions on that. But I have to tell you that I think the happiest person in the room today is Elise. The second happiest person in the room is Ralph. So I'm gonna stop at that point.
Here to talk about details for candidating week. We have some pictures. Okay, it will come up. Let's look. You want to just go through those? There's there she is. Okay.
We did that.
Okay. This is a partial list of the opportunities that you'll have during candidating week. The important dates are Sunday, April 3rd, Reverend Sarah will preach. I'm having problems with dates today. Sunday, April 23rd, Reverend Sarah will preach, as well as the following Sunday, April 30th. In between times is your chance to get to know her. Not all of the opportunities are listed here because a slide was made before we'd worked out things, but in the fellowship room, you'll see a list of small group opportunities, a brown bag lunch, and we'll be adding drop-in times as well, so it's an evolving schedule. We're asking you to, if you feel that you can sign up today for any of those, please do so, and there'll also be an online sign-up. I'm going to push the potluck, which will be the final Sunday. The first Sunday, thank you. The first Sunday following her first sermon. It will begin at 6 o'clock. We are asking everyone to come. Reverend Sarah had requested that she would have time to meet with families who have children in RE and children in the nursery, and it was hard to schedule that. So the potluck is really the opportunity for her to get to know young families in the community. So you're all invited to the potluck. It will help us in terms of organizing it if we know how many people are coming. All right, we'll keep you informed through email blasts and notices on the bulletin board, and keep in mind that we'll be voting following the service on April 30th. Okay. Have I said it all? This wasn't my piece. Have I got it all? Okay. Let me just wind up here. As you can see, each of us is thrilled to present Reverend Sarah Lindsay as the candidate for the next settled minister. The committee feels very fortunate to have found Sarah, and extraordinarily pleased, and I might say relieved, that she wants to serve us. Our ministerial search has come to an end, while your consideration begins. We have done our best to find a minister who can serve us all. Yet, no person is perfect in every way, and one minister cannot meet everyone's criteria. You will have time during candidating week to meet Reverend Sarah, and with that, time to assess not only what is important to you, but what is important to this community. Candidating week is a time to let go of some unconscious ideal that you might harbor, and time to embrace change. The search committee has had months to move through this process. Voting members will be given 1 week, so we hope that each of you will take the opportunity opportunities that are provided during candidating week to meet Reverend Sarah and participate as much as your schedule allows. Keep in mind that Reverend Sarah is letting go as well. She has served a faith community in an extremely conscientious and caring manner, has many attachments, and deeply felt obligations. She is leaving people she loves, entering into an unknown, hoping to walk into the future with us. Let's welcome Sarah with open minds and open hearts, and celebrate our community, the one that drinks coffee and the one that continues to grow in mind and spirit.
Before we open it up to questions, I just want to make one final comment. You elected the search committee, and you did a terrific job. We had a great time. We worked hard. We complimented each other extremely well, and it worked out. But I have to tell you, we as a search committee also did something that was key to our success, and that was select Elise as our chair. She kept us on point. She was focused. She got a little antsy at the end, but she held it together. But she has such great institutional knowledge about USR and the history and being a board chair, and could really correct us when we were going down a path that wouldn't work. So we were very, very blessed to have you, Elise, as our leader. Thank you. Amen.
And I will also say thank you to our committee, because we worked great together. We had a great experience. This is something that I wouldn't say you should all do it if you can, because hopefully we won't have to do it for a really long time. But it was truly an experience that I've never shared before with anybody, and it was amazing. And we're so very pleased that we landed with Reverend Sarah. And they tease me because I was trying to keep her warm the whole time. It was very nerve-wracking. Thank you very much. But now we'll take questions. Actually, before we take questions, just a reminder or to reiterate what Sally said. So we're having a potluck on that Sunday evening. We will do a Q&A session. We will have childcare. Everybody will eat here together so that Sarah can see you all, and then you'll have a chance to talk to her then, and then we will have all of these various opportunities. We're still filling out the calendar, but we have a number set already. So grab your calendars after this and go sign up and keep your eyes on our bulletin board. We'll have one out here, and we'll be adding email blasts as we go. In addition, this town hall will be broadcast on our page on the website, so if anybody that you know wasn't able to attend, they can listen to it. It should be posted sometime early this week. And now we'll have a Q&A.